Okay, we start Siman Kuf Pei Gimel today, the beginning of Hilchos Nida. And to a certain degree, we start with the background of the Klolei HaShas of the Halachis. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, "V'haya Amunas Itecha Chaisin Yeshua Is Chachma Fadas," refers to the six Sedarim of Shas. It says, "Das U Taharis." That Das is Taharis. The Marsha says that somebody who's Isaac in Taharis, it's maybe Lidei Ruach HaKadosh. We start to learn the Inyanim of Tahara, it brings a person to Ruach HaKadosh. So we have to set out with the right mentality. I heard that last week, the election season in Eretz Yisrael, they were tumbling. Baron Leib, Zolzan Gesund, gives instructions, and of course they always bered him. So Chai Knievsky told someone, he doesn't understand how they could start up with Baron Leib, Hotach Ruch HaKadosh. So someone went to Baron Leib and told him what Reb Chaim said. So he sent back to Reb Chaim, he should tell him, Mum Shebecha Al Taim Alachavercha. At any rate, this is where it comes from, these halachas. And in order to start Hilchos Nida, we have to know a set of halachas, which at least Alpi Pashtus is not Nogeya La Halacha, in the sense that a chosn, when he's learning Hilchos Nida, doesn't learn these things. And nevertheless, when you're ma'amek into the Havana of everything that's going on, it is very, very crucial to understanding. We generally give a name for a woman who bleeds that she's a Nida. The word Nida is used all the time. We know in our Torah there are two levels. There's a Nida and a Zava. Zava itself is divided between Zava Ketana and Zava Gedaila. It means in our Torah the following is the Din Dairaisa. The Din Dairaisa is that if a woman gets a period, she's Tamei for 7 days, but does not need 7 days of Nikiyim, doesn't need Shiva Nikiyim. In Atayra, a woman who's a Nida needs Shiva Yamim, and she could be Shefas, she could be bleeding all 7 days. If at the end of the seventh day she stops bleeding, she goes to the mikveh, and she's tar. A Nida needs Shiva Yamim, not Shiva Nikiyim. She bleeds for 8 days, so she goes to the end of the eighth day. But she only needs 7 days of tumah. What's a zava? There's a halacha of yud aleph yoim shebei nida lenida. Is the following: a woman gets a period, so after 7 days she goes to the mikveh. For the next 11 days, the next 11 days are days where, in the lashon of the Torah, it's not normal for a woman to bleed again. Now, most women have more than 18-day periods. But the Torah's Kaveya, the days in which bleeding are considered to be something else, dava, it's some ache, it's something wrong with her. And during those 11 days, if she sees dam, it's called dam ziva. What's the consequence of dam ziva? If a woman goes to the mikveh after Shiva Nikiyim, and she bleeds the next day, or any one of those 11 days, she's what Chazal calls Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. She's Tomei for 1 day, and then she goes to the mikveh. Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. She saw 1 day, she needs one clean day. Now here we have for the first time that you need a clean day. So there are questions in different cases. I'm just talking about the simple case. She 7 days is Dam Nida. After that, if she sees Dam, she's a Zava. Dam 1 day, Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. Sees again, Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom. That's called Zava Ketana. If she sees 3 days in the 11 days, that's called a Zava Gedaila. And the Mishnah says in Megillah, Ein Bein Zava Ketana La Zava Gedaila. Ella, there are two differences. Shiva Nikiyim, that Zava Gedaila needs 7 clean days to become tar. And carbon, and the Zava brings a carbon that's also only for a Zava Gedaila. So that, Min HaTorah, there's a cycle of 7 days and 11 days, and she only needs dam. She only needs shiva nekiyim if she has 7 days of nida, and then sees 3 days within the next 11. Those are days of dam ziva, and in that case, she needs shiva nekiyim. Now, the Torah in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. Okay, so I should not have said if she bleeds 8 days, because that's not so clear. If she goes to the mikveh after the seventh day, then it's dam zav. If she bleeds 8 straight days, so that would be already a separate issue. The Torah here in Kuf Pei Gimel traces the takonis that caused our chumris that we keep shiva nekiyim. It's famous. Reb Zeira said, the nice Yisrael achmiru al atzman, shafila raya is tipas dam kechardol, yeshevis alav shiva nekiyim. The nice Yisrael achmirim, they see tipas dam kechardol, the smallest amount of blood. And rather the Shach Gimel says, what in pachas mechardol? You shouldn't think the size of a mustard seed and not less. That v'nais Yisrael achmiru al atzman, that you need shiva nekiyim. How did that come about? So the Torah traces 3 steps in the hishtalshalus of the minig, the started as a minig v'nais Yisrael. Today it's a takana kavua that we always need shiva nekiyim. In order to understand Taz Beis, you have to know the Torah, and the hishtalshalus is the following. The first chumrah was that when not bekiyim bein dam ledam, that we today are metame or anything red that comes from the guf or other colors similar to red or black, and we're not bekiyim bein dam ledam. That means that if you're going with dinei nida, you could have a woman who bleeds for 7 days and she'd want to go to the mikveh the night of the seventh day, but 1 minute. Maybe day 1, 2, and 3, the dam didn't have a din of dam neither. Because we're machmir on all dam. We're not bekiyim to be mechalik by looking at dam between what's dam nida and not dam nida. So that chumra could come to a kula. Because we're going to be machmir on day 1, 2, and 3, maybe it's really not dam nida. Maybe day 4 was the first day of dam nida. And now she went 4, 5, 6, 7. She's going to the mikveh, but she really needs 7 days. And she's maybe only has 4 days, or worse. Maybe the first 6 days, 6 days were not dam nida. Maybe only the seventh day was dam nida, and she's going to the mikveh that night, and she needs 6 more days.
Maybe it's really not dam nida. What she saw is really not dam nida.
Right. Maybe it's stam, who's a maris hagof, that does not dam nida. So zok the Torah, the chumris came as follows: A, we're not bekiyim in dam, we're machbar in all dam. B, as a result of that, we have this chashash. Now, for this chashash, how many days would you need?
7 from the last 8.
How many days would you need?
7.
But how many nekiyim?
7.
So he says, you really, as nida itself, you would need 6 nekiyim. Because the first 6 days was not dam. The seventh day was day 1 of dam nida. And you would need 6 more days. You don't need nekiyim, so I don't need 6 more days. Says first there were machmir 6 days, because they became bein dam ledam, and then because of confusion that it might be that the yemei ziva in the cheshbin, so the bnei yisrael were machmir 7 days. Those are the 3 levels of chumra, and that's why Chavis Das Aleph here explains. We were machmir first, then we not became in dam. As a result of that, we need 6 days for every dam nida. And then we were afraid that we're confusing dam nida with dam zava, and memela we're going to need shiva nekiyim. So because it might be a zava gedayla, so we need shiva nekiyim. So at the end of the day, the result is the way we knowing. Everybody knows that a woman who's a nida needs shiva nekiyim. However, the ishtalshelus hadvarim is that in most cases of women who are in a regular cycle, the din of shiva nekiyim is a derabbanan. And a Rav, in cases of machlaikis, in cases of sveikis, sometimes takes that into account in making a hachra.
Waiting to make sure you have 5 days first.
We'll get to that later. The five is a totally different chesh. We'll get to that much later. Yep.
Would be a simon that amoeba is a periodic thing versus a zogo, which
the Torah calls that dava. It calls it an unhealthy riyah,
right,
which doesn't change anything in halacha. But that's the understanding.
With mice and with a rice, which should be, if you saw that she cut through his hand, so she period, one time she did, so let's say she was a zogo. But after that, even though you couldn't tell the difference between them down, if she was rogo, see a certain period. Then
so that's Ichmiral Atzman, that we don't say this is probably not down because it's not the normal time. We don't know about such a thing. And we're machra, and every time is down. A zava broke her bonus when it was a vaday zava. If it's a suffix zava al tzchumra, we're not going to bring karbanis, certainly not. So it's a lashon of aching of dava b'bsara. No, what?
It
says it by nida. What does it say by zava? No. It says a lashon. Okay, we'll see. The Ramban in Chumash is masbir in Parshas Tazria. Probably he's masbir this idea that I'm saying. That the normal thing is damnida and
are related.
No, all right. The Ramban explains the way I'm telling it, and maybe I'm not expressing the pasuk correctly, but this is the Ramban's hasbir on the kavanas pasuk. Now, the Rambam has an unusual shita in the din taira of the zava. And the Shach Dalit is going to bring it, so I'm going to wait. We'll get to the Shach in the way of counting the 7 and 11. But that's Yud Alf Yom Shevei Nida Lendida. And, okay, so this is sort of at least the first Hagdama to what we're going to learn. Let's see the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see. The Mechaber here in Kuf Pei Gimel is an introduction. Introduction to what's going on. Isha Shiyotza Dam in Mekaira. A woman who has dam that comes out of the makar. Now the makar is the womb or the uterus. Now the uterus, the uterine lining bleeds, and that bleeding, when it comes out of the cervix, it comes out of the body in the normal way, that makes her a nida. So the Mechaber is saying that she's a nida from when the dam is nekar from the makar, even though it didn't come out of the body yet. She has a denida when it comes out of the uterus into the prizdar, into the vagina area. So that makes her a nida. We'll see soon in Afkamina. Bein ba'inis, bein baratzen tamei. And it doesn't matter if the dam that comes out is ba'inis or baratzen, if it's caused by a physical action or not, tamei, she's tamei in any case. Vuhu shetargish b'yitziyasa. Now the big chiddush of Kuf Pei Gimel, it's not a chiddush, it's a gemara, neither a nun zayin. That vuhu shetargish biyitziyasa. That to be a nida dairaisa, dam has to come out with a hargasha. We'll define hargasha momentarily. The gemara there darshins this from a pasuk. The gemara darshins that it has to be kiyazav zayv dama mei besara, achetargish bebesara. Dam has to flow with a hargasha. If it comes without a hargasha, then she is tar min atayra. Umiyum shetargish by shenekar memekayma v'yatza tameya. When she feels it going out, she's tamei. Afal pi shelo yatza lichutz. And again, repeating, afal pi shelo yatza lichutz didn't come out of a guf. It just came out of the uterus into the prizdar. V'afilo roi rasa al tifas dam kechardol yeshev esalav shiva nekiyam. And even if she saw the smallest amount of dam, she sits shiva nekiyim, because she is bar mishpatel mekamans mekuf tzadik vav. And the Ramah adds, vein chilek bein penuya l'nesuya l'inyinis anida. A penuya is also anida. No difference, a penuya and nesua. Stam penuya is bizman hazeh, have a din of anida, ki chol haba al anida chayev karas. And here is a interesting teres ha-shlamim. The teres ha-shlamim on the bottom, here in Hilchas Nida, was written by the Michas Yaakov. Very often it's referred to as the Michas Yaakov. It was well known for the Mechas Yaakov, which is the Pirish on Teres Chatos on Basam Chalav and Taruvis. In Dalid, he says something that disturbed many of his contemporary Paiskim. And Chilek Pei Ptuyel Nesuyel Yenis Anida. Lefima Di Issa B'Shas, Seif Perak HaMapelas, Tanya. Hayirimei Raimer, Mimneim Amra, Taira Nida L'Shiva. Why did the Torah say Anida 7 days? Nisha Rogel V'Kotzba. Because the Torah didn't want a man should be Rogel in his wife. V'Kotzba, and he's not going to be excited to be with her. Omer Torah Te Tamei Yeshivas Yavim. So she should be chaviv to her husband on a mikveh night every month. Im kain, listen to this, Dr. Teres HaShlomim, b'pnuya shloi shayach tam zeh, loi tei tamei yeshiva. A woman who's not married, this tam doesn't apply, l'chayra, she shouldn't have a din, a din either. Avol mashmoy sarav kandim, shumin yinei chilek. So he says here something which is shocking, to say that a pnuya in svara there'll be a reason it shouldn't have the reason that it should not have a din of damnida.
No.
What? So what does he mean? Should be tamei for a day?
Okay.
It's, all right. This is the line that he says. This Teres HaShlomim, what? There should be two separate things.
Yeah, why should do
the Chavis Das writes, no, it's not Chavis Das, the Jitara writes that Hashem should be Michael the Teres HaShlomim for writing this. He writes such a lashon. Yeah, okay. He really ends up that way. It's just Maitzi Mokin. Yeah, the Sidri Tara brings from the crazy placey that Hamichas Yaakov Yotza Chutz L'Gidrei Gede Chachamim Lite Michshol L'Peritzei Hadar Lite L'Chalei Pepnuya L'Nesua. That's what he writes. And what? He himself says that the Peritzei Hadar don't read it till the end. You know, they only... they have it's a svara, it's a gvaldig svara. They're going to say such a thing, and it's, yeah. Okay. No, it doesn't assume anything about going to the mikveh. If they're not tummy, there's no reason to go to the mikveh. That's what he seems to be saying. Shiva, it's true. I don't know. And, okay. The Berhei Tevav also made it a point to say, Abala Pnuya Deras Nus, Vigadaila, Shikias Manalirais, Ubalas is Chuva, Berhei Tevav, Tsarachlas is Chuva, Kabayal Nida, Loshiadua, Loshatavla Bavada. Okay. Now, Now the Mechaber's din here that you need a hargasha to be tamei min hatayra, that's the marker for the idea that ksamim, when a woman finds a stain on a garment, and she had no hargasha, she didn't feel the dam, and she has a kesem, so we know by ksamim we're very mekel. By ksamim we're mekel, that tipas dam is tar, and it's only tamei on white, and with tayla, all the coolest of ksamim are based on the idea that a woman is only tamei min hatayra with a hargasha, and the fact that ksamim are tamei, so we have this rule that ksamim derabanan, that all dine ksamim are derabanan. There are five major kulis by stains that smaller than the size of a gris is tar, that you can be tayla in anything where any other place it may have come from, that if it's not on white it's tar, that if it's on a davishen makabel tumah, which we're going to learn about, like on Mechub Lekarka, that it's tar, and what's the fifth kula? That you're taila. And if it's lamaila ma'isamakim, we're also, it's a similar thing to being taila. If it's not keneged isamakim, we're also tar. We're also tar. Now, so that's the din of ksamim. Here, we have something of a complication. Now, first let's learn the Pischei Tshuva brings, what's a hargasha? So, Kupay Gimel, he says, I am Berhetiv, Pischei Tshuva Aleph, V'da d'shloisha mine hargoshes, yesh, linya shetei temeya medai reisa, Aleph, shenizdazeh gufu k'mashkosav aramba. Some type of shuddering of the body that comes with the dam. Beis, shenifdach mekaira, she feels the cervix, the cervix is the piyamakar, she feels it opening, Vashlishis, the third, who b'shalas tshuvas achrayinim, its source is in achrayinim, k'shamek margeshes, shadover lach zov mimena bifnim, when she feels a wet flow inside the body, when she feels some type of a flow, so that's the third hargasha. Here, he brings a parenthesis that some seifa disagreed that this is a din of hargasha, but the Yehuda Chavizda say it is. But the Chavizda says it has to be higher up in the body, in the guf near the makar. So that is the third type of hargasha. So hargasha is nezei agufa, or psichas b'hamakar, or zivas davalach. Now, if she feels wetness flowing out of the body, that's not a hargasha. If she feels that it's coming out of her body, she feels liquid coming out, that's not a hargasha. Hargasha has to be a zivas davalach bifnim, in the praizda. Bizman hazeh, women typically do not have any hargasha at all. Women typically have no hargasha, and it's a little puzzling about how that's supposed to affect, the place can talk about this question of how that's supposed to affect our halachas. Somebody like the Berdicheva would say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael. He doesn't want that in an age where most Yidden are not from, there should be children born that are pogum, that need us. Hashem took away Hargasha. So maybe there's no need to derive some Bizman Hazeh. And the children are pogumim, and they can be Balei Tshuva, and their hearts are open to understanding Torah. And maybe that there's no din of Hargasha Bizman Hazeh.
This din of Hargasha is only with Dam in the Raisa.
What?
The din of Hargasha is only with Dam in the Raisa.
Dam with Hargosha, Hargosha without Dam. Without Dam, she's tall. What do you mean? Hargosha without Dam is tall. She's tall. Why should she be tall?
If
she has Hargosha and light liquid comes out, she's tall. Hargosha itself is not in Dam.
So,
I'm saying, it says here Dam without Hargosha. Is Torah da the shloshim min hagosha yeshli yishtei tamei adayraisa? If there's no hargosha, then it should be tar. Now I have to tell you that the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rabban is no question that's us. The Aruch HaShulchan here writes in Sivkot and Samachal of Samach Beis, he says that the ladies don't know what they're talking about, that they have hargoshas. Just today, they don't think about it, they don't notice it. He says, go ask them if their margish, that meraglayim, comes out of the guf. Because I'll talk about hargosha meraglayim coming out. Go ask them if they notice it. They don't notice it. They're too busy thinking about everything else. So he writes such a lashon that the women of Bizman Hazeh do have hargoshas, and they're just not conscious of it, not aware of it. And he writes a very strong lashon of sheker yedaber p'em and yodu chazal yosef mehen that they have hargoshes. It's very hard to convince the women of this. Although Ramesha and Igris Ramesha in Yerodei Adalid, Simin Yud Zayin, Sukkot Yud Beis, there he says the same thing as Aruch HaShulchan, that could be they have hargoshes, just today they don't have the sensitivity to it to know that it's a hargasha. Nevertheless, it's very difficult to say that all the women in the whole world have such an idea. It's a difficult thing. I did see once printed B'Shem, one of the Gedalei Eretz Yisrael, who argued the following. He said, why does the Torah require a hargasha? There's a klal, b'chol ha-Torah kula, that everything has to be kedarkai. What do I mean? Let's say macholis asuris. Achila shalei kedarka is not chayiv. If somebody eats macholis asuris in a way that's not normal, achila shalei kedarka, he wraps it in a tissue and swallows it, there's no iser. Or bia shalei kedarka, an abnormal bia, except with his riboy akra, is potter. Or Shabbos, someone does malacha with a shinon. It's not a deraisa. Kol ha-Torah kula talks about doing things in a normal way. Right, you walk into a bias that has tzaras. If a person walks in backwards, So he's not tamei for walking in. Everything in the Torah has to be kederach. So he says that the dinei hargasha depend on it being normal. A normal period came by hargasha once upon a time, and therefore it's considered shaloi kedarka if it's beli hargasha. He says in a time, in an age where having hargasha is abnormal, the kedarka is beli hargasha. So maybe there the halacha will be that even beli hargasha is a deraisa. That's the argument that is posed. He brings a raya. There's a Mishnah in Nida that says that even a ketana bas yom echad who bleeds from the uterus could be tamei. A ketana bas yom echad has no hargoshes. He doesn't feel it. So it's a raya. And when it's normal, it doesn't matter. Such a svara. Now that svara, although it's widespread in the svarim, they quote it from one of the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, it can't be emes ledina, because we're makelag samim all the kulis. We don't say bizman hazeh, everything changed. We don't say that. It's very hard to say, to change the din, that's a din meforish in halacha, and to say that things change bizman hazeh, and therefore we remain, you have two choices. Either that today there's no hargasha, it's taka din derabanan. We keep the rabbanon just like we keep the raisas. No nafkamino the maisa. But it's only a derabanan. Or, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, that we assume the women didn't have hargasha, they're not sensitive to it. And in Megal, it's so dam deraisa.
According to Aruch HaShulchan, how we make along samim?
According to Aruch HaShulchan, we make along samim because we assume it came without hargasha. Maybe she had hargasha, she's not sensitive to it. Okay. I guess when we have a reason to say she had our gosh, we say it. Well, you know, we don't.
That's only a kesem.
Okay. What? Okay. Question is, why some of my derabbanon if to say such a svar? Alright, this is all academic. It's an interesting thing that Bismana said the women insist they don't have our goshes. And you know, it's nicer to say that the Baruch Shalom had Rachmanis.
Is there an afkamina if we say the desensitivity is because of Nishtana Hateva woman?
It could be. Obviously, that's not what Aruch HaShulchan is saying, but it could be. Now here,
the heaviness that Rashi describes that a woman feels when she has a meeting, that's not.
It's not a hargasha. Heaviness that women feel, kaved hayevarim. It's a question if that is a sign of an impending period, if that would be kaveves. But it's not itself a hargosha of the dam. She doesn't feel the dam coming out. It's a general aching that comes with the period. Okay. Okay.
Is it like a PMS type feeling? Or?
The feelings that accompany the Rasha's Avestos, they're not feeling the dam come out. These three hargashas are hargashas that are directly feelings of the dam exiting the god. Now, what?
The Lashon of the Chaver is that the dam is from the Makar, Afaki Shalayat
Zolokot. Right.
It's the hargasha. And then the rest of the people's dam. Shalayat Zolokot is wherever she's staying the dam.
Okay, the question, let's deal with the question. There are two things to deal with here, halachically. The shorter one is this issue of dam that comes from the makar, from the uterus, into the vagina. She's a nida. And she doesn't, that's when the nidus begins. It doesn't necessarily begin when it comes out of the guf. It starts earlier. Question is, if it's inside the guf, where is she noticing it? So let's learn Pischei Tshuva Beis. Okay, Pischei Tshuva Aleph was the Hargosha. Let's learn Pischei Tshuva Beis. I am b'tshuvas bris Avraham, chelak yeredei asimim em beiz, sharab echad nistapek im neima di ikra toma bekira sadami beis panimi le beis achitzim. That the ikur nidus is when the dam leaves the inside of the body and goes out to the praise door of the body. Ava yitzia sadami beis achitzim luchos leimailo v'loi mairid v'tucha lisper oisei l'zai nekiyim. If she knows that the dam came out into the prize door on Sunday, and they came out of the guf on Monday. Monday could be one of the Shiva Nikiyim. Oi, Yitzis Dami Besachitza Lachosh, Yechoshim Gam Kein Lurias Tumah. Voi Sukha Letzar Filamiyan Zayin Nikiyim. Or maybe, she's Taka Nida when it leaves the the uterus and comes into the prizdar. But when it leaves the prizdar, goes out of the gulf, it's also not a nucky day. So that's a suffix. Maybe you should come true with me il tzedaka, the stopic bezev, who's al heshavoy. Vihir malay chiyach. There ain't shum tumma noisefes b'tzias adami b'sachitzen l'chutz. That really there is no tumma from coming out of the body. Ach, ain't nafgamina bezev. But really, what's the difference? The mashkos of Rav Ashoyel, in tuchel espoisil zayinikim, that maybe you should count it for zayinikim, and the kivan should tzricha b'dika ev sektara. Since she has to know that the first minute of the Shiva Nakim she's tar, as a practical matter, she's going to have to know that there is no dam in the Beis Hachitzen, in the prizdar of the Guf. And shalai shum dam of Beis Hachitzen. The Avti ilu havi adina bebirah shalai yotza ay dam of Beis Hachitzen loy metama. If Eliyahu Navi would say nothing else came out, she'd be tar. If it left the makar, let's say from a wound, we're going to learn later that wounds, most kinds of wounds are not damnida. So even though when it left the makar into the prize dar, it was abnormal. And when it left the prize dar out of the guf, it was normal. That last step is not a davar mitame. What's mitame is only from the inside of the guf. So it's a matter of practical halacha. Like you say, there's not much of a nafkamina. There are a couple of theoretical nafkaminas in this halacha, but in practice, the fact is not so much of a fact. There is something important to know. Sometimes a kala before the chasna is very nervous because the cycle tends to change before a wedding. A woman's excitement changes very often the cycle, and she's very normal nervous as it gets closer to the wedding day to be able to have the 5 and 7, which lechatzila kala has to have. So what we tell them to do is the day they want to get their period, they should, if they're not bleeding, they should do a bedika, because it's possible that they started staining, but it didn't come out yet, so they don't notice it. They'll notice it the next day, and then they'll have to come on to kulis that a kala doesn't need 5. But the best thing is that on that day, where they would like for the dam for the 5 to begin, to do a bedika then, and there's a good chance that they'll find the dam then, and that riyas dam will be mazik then, because really their need is already at that point. They're just not fully aware of it.
So then, there's one of that, you know, that nafkamina, what you see is when you start the 5, so there's nafkamina, whether it's inside or outside.
Right. You know, when you start the 5, it's nafkamina, but you have to know about it. If you don't know about it, you can do it. So you have to do the bedika to find out about it.
If it didn't come out, we had the shayla, then you start counting or not. So he's speaking about it.
What? He's talking about the din lahalacha lemaisa. Now, right, Hargosha has to come with the Riyah. She has Hargosha, and it's not Dam Tame, and then later it's Dam Tame. Now, here, I want you to take a second, pretend you never heard of Hilchos Nida, and read the Mechaber. The Mechaber is really a Pella. Just read the Mechaber, you never heard of anything. The Mechaber's language is extremely misleading to someone who reads it for the first time. He says, a woman who sees down from the Makar, Ba'inus HaBaratun is Tameya, only if she has a Hargasha. Period. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mechaber that if she sees down without a Hargasha, it's a Durabanan. It doesn't say, read the Mechaber. So the Shach Bey doesn't want you to make a mistake. So Shach Bey says, Ahainu Midai Raisa. The Mechaber is talking Midai Raisa. You gotta hold on from Kuf Pei Gimel to Kuf Tzadik. If somebody is learning just the Beis Yosef, right? When the Mechaber wrote this, there was no Shach. So he wrote this halacha, it appears to be extremely misleading. He's saying, a woman's anida, if she sees dam, behar gosha. He doesn't write, belayar gosha to the Rabbanon. He leaves that for Kuf Tzadik. It's all misleading. It could be. It's just as a matter of
it was
Ruggle. Everyone knows it. Okay, it's good. But let me tell you where there's a tumult here in the Paiskin. The question is the following. It's a given that if a woman sees dam with a hargasha, that is a nida d'oraisa, and it's given that ksamim are a derabbanan. How are you going to explain it? And there are a number of kulis for ksamim that are a derabbanan. The shaila is the following. If a woman knows dam is coming from her guf, it's not a kesem that she discovered, and it could be it came from elsewhere. She knows for sure, she sees with her eyes, dam coming from her guf. But it's definitely b'li hargasha. However, you'll get around the Archa Shulchan. B'li shailitz without hargasha. Do we give the kulis of ksamim to the halacha of dam sheyeda sheyatzem agufa? She knows for sure it's coming out of a guf, a davar barer. And the question is only, let's say it's less than a gris. She sees dam coming, she knows it's from the guf, but it's less than a gris. It's the smallest, the deepest dam kechardel. Is that tamei? Do we say it as a din of dam heyotzim agufa, and it's tamei any amount? Or do we say, no, it's a din ksamim. Din ksamim is dam b'loy hargasha. And memela, it'll have all of these kulis as well. So this is a chakira that starts from the Tshuvas Maram Lublin, and then all of the Gedalei HaPaiskim here clarify. The Gilyam Arsha brings the Tshuvas Maram briefly. I'm trying to see which one. Avuhu Shetargish B'Yitziyasa. Vuhu shetagish biyatsa. In your copies, it's about the 8th or 9th line. Vuhu shetagish biyatsa. Af biyadua vadai shehadam mimena yatsa. Even if she knows for certain that the blood did come out of her body, still, tahira midai raisa, kosholai hirgisha. Okay, now that we know. V'nafkamina le'inyin kabbalah sachuva. In Baila Oleha, Nafkamina is the Gabi doing tshuva, tshuva smaram lublin. You have to do tshuva the rabbanans too. Shari gam bebotka, matzadam bepraizda, nosan ram perektes, tam di b'chazaka shabba bahargasha. Even the Rambam says only because chazaka shabba bahargasha. Alright, the way he brings it, he's only bringing Lagabe doing tshuva, but clearly he holds it to the rabbanan. Now, in the Maram Lublin himself, he compares it to Dine Kesem and says that in general terms, the Dine Ksamim would apply. The Yad Avram, I believe, here also brings this. The Yad Avram v'ushetagish b'yitziyasa b'sefer kreisi pleisi kasa kivan shenoidala sheba megufa rak b'li argasha afil tibzam kechadol tmei b'shem kesem. We'll see Michas Yaakov in a minute. He says two things. He says it has dine kesem, but it's tame even kechardel. So the Chachma Sadam in his Bina Sadam Ois Tes is Ma'arech. He says that like the crazy place, that it has a din tumah derabanan, even yaday roya shabam megufa. However, it's tame afilu tipas dam kechardel, despite the fact that it's a derabanan. Now, if you look at Teres Hashlamim Aleph, he says, "V'ushetagish b'yitziyasa, afal gav shenizbar lekamon kuf tzadik, afal gav d'loy hergisha rak bekesem ba'al malgufa yal chaluka tameya." Hayduk shegadol kegris. There it says that without a hargasha, kesem is a gris, kegris v'ay more than a gris. Kavul lekamon. V'amachabed d'baloy mishi tameya fil tibzav kacharbel. Akoy akarcha kosa b'stam v'ushetagish. Zav gam kengavon esator. He's saying no. That the din of a chardol is going on a woman who has argasha. A woman who doesn't have argasha, she's not tamei with tipas dam kechardol. Now that seems to be mukhruch in the mechaber. So what did the mechaber do? If you see dam with argasha, it's kuf pei gimel. If you see dam without argasha, it's kuf tzadik. There's no place in between where the mechaber writes that dam b'li argasha is something is tamei. Would he ever write down below Argosha Tami? Only in Dinek Samin. So therefore, the Teres HaShlomim Nemzon, that a woman who knows that Dam is Zava Megufa, and it comes without a Hargosha, that it's not tamei by kippas dam kechardel, and the other kulis would apply that if you could be taila, you're taila, etc. The shita, what? Oh, good. I'm cut to that. The shita of the crazy placey and the binas adam is your right in lomdis that it's a tamei derabanan, but the kula of tippas dam kechardel is only by ksamim. Because by ksamim, a stain on the guf, we're going to learn later, Chazal were concerned that a woman will have a stain on a guf which comes from an insect. In those days, it was much more prevalent that there were crawling things all over the place. It's hard for us to imagine. I have a good friend who works for the OU. He went to India to give a hechsher, and they put him up in the best hotel in New Delhi. So he said, Moshe, he said, the bed was crawling with all kinds, you know, shkatzim v'rmatzim, swarming things, crawling things, says all kinds of stuff. He went out and he ordered new linen on the OU's expense. He ordered new linen and put it on the bed and lie down. And 5 minutes later, it's night crawling. He said he spent his 3 days there sleeping in a chair because we don't sleep in things that are crawling. And he told them, get someone else to go to New Delhi. I'm not going back to these places. But this is, well, in New Delhi. But he told me you can't imagine the poverty there. The poverty is mind-boggling. But the point, I'm saying this because Chazal said, Psamim, less than a gris is tar, they were concerned that there will be blood that comes from other insects, and a woman will confuse it with Damnida and be Machmir unnecessarily, since it's a Darabanan. Now that doesn't apply to blood flowing out of the guf. There's no reason to say a shek gris. It didn't come from anywhere else. So even though they're both the rabbanans, nevertheless, the kagris is on a stain. And dam hayotze megufa is a filatipas dam kechard.
This is
what? So they're both the rabbanans. In the mechaber, though, the teres hashom sounds right. In the shir, the kavaras and mechaber. Nevertheless, this is the approach of the paiskim. So, So this is the rule of dam hayotze megufa, that's yadua b'lay hargasha, that the paiskim neman, that if you know it's b'lay hargasha, that it's a drabana. Okay, we have left to look at shach dalet. Right, so we've learned the part here that's negeh lemaisa. What? Isha having nemanis. The whole din of erech and bisur. We learn from one of the makairis is. A woman's neman on herself, right? Okay, so Kuf Pei Gimel is the rule of the standards of Dairaises. Kuf Tzadik is the Rabbanan, so when you get to Dinei Ksamim, and this is this. Now, Shach Dalid talks about Shiva Nikiyim. Now here, I want to be Magdim so you understand the Shach, the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam has a Shita which is mind-boggling. The Rambam says the cycle of 7 and 11. 7 days is Dam Nida. 11 days is Dam Zava. Now, not like the Rambam, all the other Rishayim learn, when does this clock start ticking? She sees Dam. She sees Dam, 7 days Nida, 11 days Zava, and then you just wait. You know, she can have a 60-day cycle. And then she sees Dam, again, 7, 11, and wait. The Rambam Shita, mind-boggling. The Rambam Shita is that the first time in her life a woman sees Dam, next 7 days are Dam Nida, next 11 days are Dam Zava, next 7 days are Dam Nida, next 7 days she has now for the rest of her life, the clock is set, and from now on it's 7 and 11, 7 and 11. We'll have to clarify when she becomes pregnant, things change, but absent that, it's a constant cycle of 7 days, 11 days, 7 days, 11
even
days.
Even though she has a 30-day cycle.
Now, even though she has a 30-day cycle, it doesn't matter. Now, that is a shita which all the other Rishayim are matmiya. How could that be? What's the logic to it? A woman that bleeds, and she bleeds 30 days later, the 30th day will be Dam Zava. Normal Dam. Normal bleeding. And it's Dam Zava. It's a Pella. And as a matter of fact, the Ramban says, there's a rule that to be Kaveh Veses, all three times have to be Damnida. So how could the Gemara have an example of a woman that's kaveya lelamed yad. She can never be kaveya lelamed yad. The 30th day is not damnida. And therefore, it's something that they are, that they're matzmiyan. Less than the shach brings it, although in a practical matter, it's only a, it's pretty academic. Let's see. Shiva nekiyim. So this is what I mentioned at the outset. I mean, Atayra, you only need Zayin the Kiyim for a Zavah Gedayla. Look, the day Shalai Tavi Li Dei Tos, Ichmiru Chazal, Vitzvichu Lo'ilam Shivin the Kiyim. Va'ayin Ba'atera Zav, that's the Levush, Sheherach Bezeh, Av She'inei Noag Bezman Azeh. Because of the Besayf. And the Levush writes, Herachtik Tzas Besimin Zayyan, Ki Yumakarvi Yisayin, Sholov Nivnu Kol Dinei Nida Hanayigim Bezman Azeh, Kamay Shizbar Lefaneinu, Akal Nishayinu. Vim Kol Zeh. Now, despite the fact that the Levush was Marech, Bibir Hadinim Kasa, Bikilu Chazal Alochim Meshim Nesinai, Sheyud Aleph Yoim Achar Zayin Yimei Nida, that the 11 days follow the Shivi Yimei Nida, Vimros Aboysan Hayud Aleph, Hinik Raz Zava, Va'acha Kachizeres Li Koris Nida, Bechem Lo Oilam, Zayin Yimei Nida, Echarosi Yimei Ziva, Yimei Anidais, Achreim Yimei Azivais, Bechem Lo Oilam Kol Yameha, the Chozeh, Midin Tyra. She has a constant 7-11, Akal and Shainai. Tain is the Shach, Zeo Das Rambam. That's the Rambam Shita. That it's a constant 7 days, 11 days, constantly. Av Kvar he Sigo Alav Kala Paiskim. They, all the Paiskim disagree. Viskimu, Shemishah, Shaisha Nasazav Gedaila, Eina Chazeres Li Meinida, Sashatesh Zayanakim. That once she needs Shiva Nakim, she doesn't go back. Veni Meziva, Elobiyat Alafa Smukin Lazayan. She's never a ziva unless it's in the 11 days that are smuchin lezayin sheros abem nidais. 7 days which began with the rias dam nida kedisa beisayis of ayin sham. Chin das arayvin mishar poskim kamansim mekup peites. Gabi ein isha kivas vesta bimei nidasa bimei zivasa. I mentioned earlier you only kaveh a vest if it's all bimei nida, can be bimei nidasa and bimei zivasa. He's matmiya that the levush here is soisim like the Rambam, that has a constant cycle of 7 days and 11 days, and that elsewhere he seems not to hold like the Rambam. Now achrayim are Maisa Nefesh and try to be paid to this Rambam from his Pliya as a constant 7 and 11. The Prideya here in Yeridaya writes that the Rambam was only talking about an Isha who has a Kviyas, who is Kavua. Isha Sheina Kavua, there are no rules of 7 and 11. It helps a little bit, it doesn't help a lot because it depends what the Kviyas is. Women don't have a Kviyas for 18 days. So it's a little difficult. The Chafiz Das here is also Marech to try to explain the Rambam. The bottom line is that if we were to try to go back to the Din Deraisa, it would be very confusing. Because once Klal Yisrael already was Machmir and Shiva Dekiyim, so try to be Yitzir the Rambam Shita would be very, very difficult. I don't know if we'd have to, because all the other Paiskim is Das Yachid in this. But it does turn out, based on this, that it's a confusing thing. So this is the background of the Yimei Nida and the Yimei Ziva. And this is the way it works. Now, there's another Shinui HaTeva that took place. One is that the women don't have Hargashis. I'm told by Ramesh's Talmidim that he said that he's Mektani Amuna. A woman says she had Hargasha. The other Nafkaminis was a little later. He said, he's Mektani Amuna. He thinks that they're just sitting inside. They go outside. And if you have something wet on your body, you go in a cool place, suddenly you feel it. The teaching is feeling it flow, she's just feeling it there. But I don't know, we don't feel blood in our body. You know, if we feel all the dam flowing through our veins, we probably would go nuts. When you have an earache and you hear your pulse, it's, right? So women today don't, and not Margish, there's a second Shinui HaTeva. And that Shinui HaTeva, as you know, yes. Yeah. But it's not simultaneous with the blood coming out. It sets up the drying of the uterus, which leads to the blood coming out. The hormonal changes don't come suddenly when the dam comes out of the guf. Right? They're a hakdama. They set up the bleeding. They set up that there's a shedding of the lining of the uterus, and then maybe she bleeds. But we don't understand that simultaneous with the blood exiting the uterus, there should be any type of psichas piyamakar. We could understand maybe, but not in this example. That's called vestis. There are physical changes women have, some more, some less, where they get headaches or they get physical changes. That is in the parasha of vestis, which is that if a woman feels these changes, she should have to be chayshish that she will get a period. That's in the parasha of vestis. That's not our gosh. Hargosha is a feeling that's associated with the actual exiting of the dam from the guf. Either nisnasei gufa, which is seen as a symptom of the blood leaving the uterus, or psichas v'yamakar, which is certainly that, or the flowing, which is also. So that, don't confuse the veses, the cramping, or other things that women get, which is a parsha veses, which is not a feeling of the blood leaving, and hargosha, which is a feeling of the dam leaving the body. That's right. That apparently came with the exiting of the dam from the earth. Yes.
Somebody, a woman sees continuously for, let's say, 9 days. So the
8th
to 9th day is part of the
zebra? Pasha is part of the zebra. It's not to Rambam. It's a question put to everybody. Put to everybody. Now, the second shinoi, and that is that the women today generally are not kavua. I learned with chassanim for many years. I learned, over 200 chassanim. And I had actually once, years later, a person came to ask me, Yishayla, he had a wife that was kavua. She saw the same exact interval day, always when she woke up in the morning. I asked her if her wife is from Yekisha background, and she wasn't. So it's nice that there is such a thing, but most women today don't have a kviyas haves. Rabbi Yaakov used to say about Shinei Ateva that in his lifetime, right, he was already 80 or 90 years old, said in his lifetime he saw Shinei Ateva because when he was growing up in Europe in the 1920s, when he got married, the women were still kavua by and large. Women still had a kviyas havesis. And today, it's almost unheard of that a woman has a kviyas. There are many explanations that every once upon a time, every month was the same for a woman emotionally. She stayed home. Maybe today is different. These explanations may or may not be true. The fact is that the women changed. Now, people ask me the following question. Remeyer, the Tana Remeyer, holds that a woman who doesn't have a ves kavua is not allowed to get married. Remeyer chayachay shlemiyuta, all over Shas. So Remeyer says, if a woman doesn't have a kviyas haveset, you can never be bayala. She might, when when she'll see dam. She says, a woman that doesn't have a kviyas is not allowed to get married. So we don't pass like Remeyer. So people would ask me, what would it be if we passed like Remeyer? What would we do, Bisman Hazeh? So I tell them, if we were passing like Remeyer, then it wouldn't have changed. Then women would still have a kviyas haveset. I mean, it would, God would take care of us. Lamaisa, though, this is a change in the kviyas haveses and the way women are kaveya. And these are the two major changes that affect the halachas of hilchas nida. One is, again, that the women don't appear to have hargashas, except like darach shulchan, and that women don't have a kviyas. As a matter of halacha, these are both, one can see them both as rachmei Hashem, because without hargashas is a kula. Now, without a kviyas, as we're going to learn, is also essentially a kula. You still have to keep lamed al. There's still halachas of keeping a calendar, but the complications that come with a kviyas haveses are somewhat mitigated.
But even the ones that are not so, kavua, I don't think it's like 30 days one time, 5 days the other time. Probably within some range of around.
So we are going to learn a kuf pei dalid, the halachas of women who have a range. Is a trumas hadeshen who suggests that if a woman always sees in a range, That's a kviyas for that range. My nafkamina, so we'll see nafkaminas. We'll have that not very soon, but in a little while, we'll have that idea that women see in a range. But it's not universally true. There are women who are very erratic in the time they see, and certainly when women get older, they tend to be erratic. Now Rav Moshe has a kula, not a kula, it's a halacha, that's like, yeah, especially when women get a little older and they tend to stain on and off. Rav Moshe, in his discussion of Dam B'li Hargasha, of what we're talking about here, Rav Moshe writes about regarding Dinei Ksamim. Now, I forgot to be Magdim. Why are we Mekel by a Kesem? Well, Mekel Kesem is the Rabbanim. The expression of the Kula, a person could say, is because we don't know, maybe the blood came from somewhere else. Not true. Now, logically, that might be true. But the Lashon of the Taz in Simu Kuf Tzadik is, Taz of Kut Mem Aleph, is that because Chazal were in Geyser. In other words, it's not because B'li Hargosha, it's not a Deraisa, or maybe it's not. Chazal were in Geyser, that's his reason. Not because we say it didn't come from the Guf, it came from elsewhere. Chazal were not Geyser. There's a Nafkamina. Nafkamina has to do with setting a calendar for a woman who stains for a day or 2 days, and then gets a period. Usually, younger women tend to get the period and they get a flow pretty quickly. At most, they'll stain one day, one oina, and get a flow the next. But typically, it continues pretty close one on the one after the other. Women, as the body changes from their having a normal period to the menopausal stages, tend to have stains that are erratic. They stain, they'll stain for 2 days and then first get their period, or sometimes they'll stain and stop. So Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas in Yerideya in Chelek Gimel. Tshuva Mem Vav and Nun Aleph are the main ones. And there he talks about a woman, and it's very confusing, especially as women get older. She'll tell her husband, you know, I'm getting my period. All right, you're getting a period. You go to the calendar, you mark it down. 2 days pass, 3 days pass, you say, no. You know, you're always late. You're late on this also. Like, you know, it's... So she said, I don't know, you know, it's unusual. So Rav Moshe writes, what's in a way a mind-boggling thing, Rav Moshe writes that even if she had a tar kesem, she had a kesem, let's say, on colored, she had a kesem, now if we would say, because the dam came from somewhere else, right, then it's... Then we can't have any discussion about the calendar. Dam came somewhere else. We're saying, no, the dam came from a guf, but like Gazru. She's muta labayla. But if she's going to stain and then get her period, she'll stain for 2 days and then get her period. Rav Moshe writes that on the calendar, you should put the first day of the stain. When her staining began, if it stopped totally, yeah, it'd be a different story. That's a mind-boggling thing. She could have been with her husband. But as far, not 5 and 7, as far as the calendar for Lamed Lamed Aleph, he says that where the Ksamim began, that led to the Dam, that's the beginning, because that's a bleeding episode. We don't say the blood didn't come from her guf. We say the blood came somewhere else, it'll be a different story. But it's certainly, in the first tshuva, I mentioned Mevav and Nanal, in the first tshuva he says, if it's a Oina before, it happens by all women, they stain, and then they get their period. Then you get the period, you put the staining day on the calendar for Lamed Lamed Aleph. However, in the second Shuv, in Nun Aleph, he says, Afilu Hailok Samim Kama Yamim. He says, even if it happened for a number of days, as long as continuous and led to her bleeding, so we have a rule, Eng Bik Samim Mishum Veset, it's a Mechaber. If she just stains and stops, it doesn't go on the calendar. But if the staining leads to bleeding, so Rav Moshe writes, it's Chiddush Din, that she writes down her kaviyas there, her to be her lamed lamed aleph day or to be kaveya, she writes it there. The five always starts from when she's also labayla. So 5 and 7, that's because of plita shechveser. It's a totally different cheshbon. But as far as the calendar for veses, that's where Ramesha writes that dam b'lei argasha is the beginning of her flow. So if it leads up in a flow, there's such a
halakha. It has to be not near the 31 or 30 days, or she's on 23rd day, she starts staining.
If it leads to bleeding, then you write the kesem day. Well, if she has the clean day in between, then it's separate. But if it leads to the bleeding, that's it. All right, so these are the rules of Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. We'll start, I guess, the Pratim in Yitzhak Hashem next week in Kuf Pei Gimel.